Monday! Open wide dev fans! Get ready to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, Node Modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Welcome to Syntax on this Monday Hasty Treat. We're going to be talking about Quick and what hydration is within web frameworks and why it matters and how that relates to new modern frameworks and ones coming out every single day. My name is Scott Tolinsky. I'm a developer from Denver. And with me, as always, is Wes Boss.
Hey, everybody. I am stoked to hear about Quick. It's funny. Sometimes we'll like spearhead an episode. And this is the one that Scott has spearheaded. And then before the episode, I was like, so what is Quick? And he's like, well, I'm like, hold on. This is the podcast. Let's not do it.
wait a second. maybe we should hash this out on air. We are also going to hash out two amazing companies here that are sponsoring this episode, Sanity and Sentry. Sentry being the perfect place to see all of your errors and exceptions happen in your website in a way that allows you to easily and completely take control over the situation. You know, finding bugs is hard enough already, but fixing bugs is hard and assigning bugs is hard and making sure they were fixed in the next release. All that stuff isn't a lot of fun. And so that's why it really helps to have a wonderful tool like Sentry out there that can really help you grapple with all of that. Give it to you in a big table and give you all the features that you know and want where you can attach them quickly to users, releases. You can say, this bug is actually kind of a big deal. Let me attach this to a GitHub issue, and that GitHub issue can then be tracked separately and connected to this issue. And then maybe this bug can be assigned to a specific release and said, hey, this was fixed in version 5.4. You push up that new version and you can click the check to say, hey, this was fixed. And then you can be very satisfied as that bug never, ever shows its head ever again, because we all know that bugs don't come back once you fix them, right? Right, folks? We fix them right the first time. So Sentry at sentry.io. If you sign up today using the coupon code TASTYTREAT, all lowercase and all one word, you'll get 2 months for free. Thank you so much to Sentry. This is a product that I use every single day.
Let's talk about Sanity. Sanity has this idea of, we've talked about them a million times, and you probably know that they are a place to put the content for your website or for your app or something like that. They have this idea of the content lake, which I love. That's such a great way to put it, because at the end of the day, Sanity is where your content goes and it lives in the lake. And how do you get that out? Well, you can get it out. They have this thing called data sets, which is you can have multiple sort of databases to make some content private and some content public. You can query it with Grok, which is their query language. Honestly, if you get anything out of this ad read, go check out what Grok is. It's their own query language that is super powerful. And at first I was like, well, what's the difference between that and GraphQL? It's much more powerful in GraphQL and you can get things much more fine grain. They also do have an entire GraphQL API if that's what you prefer to pull your data into your app or to your website. And then they have an asset pipeline, which is you put your image is in the pipeline. You can transform them. You can resize them. You can extract the data if you want. You know, like we've all heard these horror stories of somebody uploading an iPhone photo. And that has, I was watching the documentary on, John McAfee. Have you watched that documentary?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one, but I saw another one and I know the whole story.
Like how they found him was a journalist took a photo with an iPhone and then they just posted that photo up raw on the Vice.
And it has the location data?
It had all the EXIF data in it. Oh. Yeah. So you could just don't do that. Use Sanity. Strip it out.
Just don't do
that. They all go through a global CDN, which means that they are distributed around the world to make them nice and fast. So check it out, sanity.io/syntax. That will get you double the free usage tier. Thank you, Sanity, for sponsoring.
Cool. So Quick. Quick is a new web framework that many people have been talking about lately. I think sometimes it's good in these hasty treats to like focus on some projects like this that are, you know, cutting edge or gaining traction or just existing that are taking a different approach to things. Like, you know, we had React as being, you know, the big boy for a long time, the big dog. We've been running with the big dog for a little bit here, but you know, when these new frameworks come out, for them to do something novel or something interesting, something to gain people's attention, they have to take a slightly different approach in many ways. So, you know, Quick is the latest of these. And Quick comes from Mishko Haveri. Mishko, I apologize if I mispronounced your last name here, but he's the inventor of Angular. So he has a pedigree in front-end frameworks. And this is a new framework that is JSX based. So they have very, very, bluntly on their website, if you know React, you know Quick, because it uses hooks, it uses JSX, it has a very similar function component base for creating components, which more and more nowadays, for better or for worse, I'm going to save my thoughts on that right now, but it seems like JSX is definitely turning into one of those, not like a standard, but it's definitely a format that a lot of people are choosing to use, whether we've seen that with Fresh is the Dino-based JSX-based framework. That's like island architecture. I know a lot of, Astro uses a JSX-like syntax. React, obviously, Preact. There's a ton of JSX-based frameworks out there.
And that's ideal. That's ideal because JSX,
it's ideal even if you like it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not a huge fan, so, but yeah.
Well, that's ideal because that's why JSX is its own project, or it's its own spec, I guess, in that instead of being a part of React, it's its own thing so that it can be used on other things.
I think there's a fair amount of people who probably might not even realize that JSX is not a part of React and it is its own thing. Rick was just using JSX because I don't know too many people that are writing their React code without JSX, but you can, you know, it's the thing you can do.
Yeah. There was for a while we had people using like H or something. What was that?
Yeah.
That was like a function gnarly.
Cause you didn't need a transform for it. You didn't need to bundle it at all. It's just a function calling it. So that was like the thing. I personally, like, I'm so deep into compilers for the web that, I don't really mind having a compiler. So to me, that's not like a huge thing. And now the compilers are very fast. Ever since ESBuild and Vite showed up, we don't have to worry about like compiler speed being like a huge thing anymore. So it's not a huge concern for me. Either way, Quick is JSX based. It's SSR by default. So you get SSR by default. That's great. It's
what does SSR mean?
SSR, server side rendered, which is basically the node server renders your HTML from JavaScript the same way that a server would take PHP code and ship out HTML to the user. So the user's getting HTML at the end of the day, HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, and it's coming, the HTML is generated from your template code that is in JavaScript, and in this case, JSX. It is Vite based, so it uses Vite behind the scenes, which Vite really, you know, Vite showed up and Vite just kind of said, you know what, that market share that Webpack has, I'm just going to go ahead and eat that lunch. I'm just going to go ahead and eat all of that. it looks at Webpack's lunch and it says, give me that. It just goes ahead and takes it. So Vite has now kind of taken over everything. And I got to say, I love it because I do love Vite. It's very fast. It's very lovely. And the tooling is great. It uses Vite Test and Playwright for testing. And it is a framework reimagined for, quote unquote, the edge. So I think what I wanted to talk a little bit about in this episode, beyond, like, I don't want this to just be like, hey, this is Quick, check it out. I think I want to talk a little bit about like hydration and how hydration is a thing in front-end frameworks, especially server-side rendered frameworks. So in the HTML and JavaScript framework world, many times what you had was a client-side JavaScript-based app in the past. When that client-side JavaScript loads up, basically just JavaScript to render your website on the client, that's it. No server-side JavaScript whatsoever. And then everybody started saying, well, you know, we're kind of missing a lot of that server-side speed, right? The Node servers are really fast at generating HTML. That HTML is really important for things like accessibility or for people who run their sites without JavaScript or for SEO, even having that available if the bots aren't able to run your client-side JavaScript, at least has this HTML to back it up, right? And that, yeah, that HTML is easily parsable. So we got server-side SSR-based apps, which we just talked about a bit ago. And with server-side-based apps that are coming from JavaScript frameworks, you run into the issue of, okay, we have the server-side-based app. We're pushing out to the client as HTML. And then we have the client-side app. And now what we need to do is kind of reconcile the client-side app with the server-side app. And that's a process that's frequently referred to as hydration, where you could think of it as the server-side app is a sponge and the client-side app is the water, and you're hydrating that sponge with the client-side app. So you're kind of combining the client-side app with the server-side app, where you're combining your component tree with the HTML that is existing. I guess a definition I found, hydration is adding client-side JavaScript and application state to server-rendered HTML, where you have to basically reconcile the application state, the event handlers, right? Because event handlers are often in front-end frameworks. You're typically writing all that stuff in React, so, or Svelte or Vue or whatever. And then you also have the component tree. So how does that component tree relate to the HTML? And that component tree step in hydration is frequently where you get this div is not, cannot be found as the same as div error that you get in React when working with server-side React code, and the client-side JS and the server-side JS don't match up. So basically what you're doing is having to combine the JavaScript that's coming in client-side with the server-side rendered HTML. And Quick says hydration stinks. Hydration is slow. It reduces the time to interactive, because what you're having to do before the site is interactive at all is you're having to hydrate the site. So therefore, you're having to wait for that client-side JavaScript to then load. Even though we're getting that initial first paint as HTML, we can't use it yet because the client-side code that's doing all of the functionality hasn't been rehydrated into the app. So Quick's approach is to not do hydration at all. Their whole approach is to say, we want to eliminate hydration by doing, what do they call it? They call it
resumable.
Resumable. Yeah, they're resuming things. So they serialize the application state and framework state into HTML upon rendering the application. So basically, they eliminate the need to execute any code to restore the page's interactivity. So with hydration, you have to wait until that client-side code has initialized before you can do anything with it. Where with Quick, the site is usable from the jump. The server-side code is usable, and it doesn't have to reinstantiate all of those things. Which, their big whole thing is that it makes the site a much faster time to interactive.
I don't get it. A hydration, it needs to download the JavaScript and then like reparse the site so that you can do things like click handlers. But yeah, this just says it doesn't do that. Like, how does it work? I don't get it.
It serializes the application state. It's not having to reattach essentially a client-side framework into the server-side HTML. It's not having to then say, all right, we have like you with a hydration approach, you're having to like essentially run the client-side app and the server-side app as almost two separate apps. The server side app runs, it spits out something, then the client side app kind of sits on top of that. This is more of like the thing that we're giving you is an interactive JavaScript attached HTML page from the jump without having to like rebuild it all essentially.
So it's just ship. It's like kind of like Angular 1 was, where it ships HTML and some JavaScript on top of that instead of HTML, some JavaScript to re-render all of that HTML, correct, and the JavaScript to handle. Okay, so it's skipping the whole client side rendering thing. Is that right? Like, does more need to happen on the server now?
I would imagine if it's saying it has to serialize the entire application, I would imagine that means more has to happen on the server, but servers are fast and they're good at this kind of stuff. So, you know, typically that, I think that's a good thing. And the client gets less JavaScript, the client gets less things they have to load themselves, but they also get, like I said, that faster timed interactive because you don't have to wait for the client side to dehydrate. You also get like baked in lazy loading. So you don't have to worry about or think about like a chunking or lazy loading your code. So it says reduced rendering upon user interaction. Quick is surgical about which components it re-renders. This is done through reactivity. It allows Quick to minimize the rendering code. So it's not re-rendering your entire component tree like React is, which to me, that was always a thing I didn't like very much. And it says code once. You can use the same code for your client and your server. So you know what? I think it's really interesting. There's also like this really interesting optimizer tool they have. They have something called Quick Optimizer that generates JavaScript based on real user metrics to understand the optimal way to bundle commonly used modules. So there's like some analyzing going on of which modules are commonly used so that way it can bundle them efficiently. And what I think is really interesting here is that the entire approach behind Quick is there's a blog post that they talk about this where it says, don't blame the developer for what the framework did. And that kind of that kind of really goes along with a lot of how I've been feeling about some front-end frameworks lately, where it's like, you know what? I don't want to have to optimize the framework. The framework should optimize itself. And I should just write the code, and the code should be fast enough, you know, unless I'm doing something stupid like an infinite loop.
Yeah,
I shouldn't be worrying about optimizing the framework.
Exactly.
I shouldn't be worrying about memoizing a single thing.
Yeah.
I never want to have to use the word memoize in my friend.
You can hardly
code.
Say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Use callback. No. How about you call me back some other time and I'm not going to pick up the phone. How about that?
I'm just looking at the middleware on Quick, and this is another thing we've talked about. This is that on our Edge show, is that a lot of these new frameworks are going to be Edge first. And it looks kind of similar to Remix, is that they have middleware for rendering it out. So they have one for Cloudflare Pages, which is Edge Functions, Netlify Edge, and obviously a Node one as well. I'm imagining that we'll see Dino, Bun, all the other Edge providers out there eventually as well. It's kind of neat.
And that's how SvelteKit works too. And I love that, right?
Yeah.
You're separating where you're deploying or how you're deploying the code from the code itself, right? I just want to throw in that adapter, that middleware, whatever to say, all right, now you can run in this context or with this JavaScript runtime. And, you know, that to me is great. Those are free wins. So there's a lot of really neat stuff here. I highly recommend checking out. There's a bunch of Quick specific things, like they have their own lifecycle hooks, like use mount and use cleanup and use client effect. There's a lot. Like we didn't really talk about the Quick specific code in this episode. I kind of wanted to have a little bit more about, you know, what sets it apart, because you know the syntax for these things at the end of the day is just pushing pixels around in terms of like what's different to do the same things.
Yeah,
right, you can do most of the same stuff on any of these things. One thing I didn't see in here at all is I didn't see any sort of like server data loading or data actions type of stuff, which if you know, like I've been using the SvelteKit process and Remix. I think SvelteKit, Remix are doing such a good job of how do you interact with the server in terms of using HTML fundamentals to send data to the server, back and forth from server
like
to
submitting
to client.
A form or something like that?
Yeah, submitting a form, grabbing data from the database, whatever. I don't see anything about that in here, so I'm pretty sure it's not doing that. If I'm wrong about that, please reach out to me. But I honestly pawed through these docs and I couldn't find anything about that that picture of it all. But
there is, if you go to routing and then retrieving data, so they have like a serverless function to do a handler. So it's very similar to a lot of these frameworks that do file-based routing, is that you accept
the... Where do you see that? In the docs?
On the quick docs, routing and then retrieving data. So you have a request handler, that's the incoming, and then they show how to use on get inside of a component on the... I don't want to say client side now, but in the JSX.
Yeah, I think you could still call it a client. Okay. Though, you know, the client is the thing consuming it, right? I mean, client doesn't just always refer to the browser.
Yeah. So there's an on get function that needs to be exported from your endpoint. And that will asynchronously run. And inside of there, you can do database calls. And then inside of your actual... Yeah, that makes sense.
Here's what I'm missing. Here's what I was missing. So quick is to Svelte as SvelteKit is to Quick City. So what you're seeing is Quick City.
Oh, Quick
which
City.
Quick City is a meta framework for Quick. So basically, you think Next.js to React, SvelteKit to Svelte, Quick City to Quick, or Remix to React, or, you know. That's neat.
And that's probably what most people will be using, because you want routing and data loading and everything like that.
Yeah, it has data loading. It has file system based routing, authoring content, static site generation, meta stuff. So Quick's got it all, folks. I'm going to delete the part that I said missing from Quick in our notes here. And I'm going to say missing from Quick, nothing. It's not missing anything. No, it looks honestly great. And it's one of those things where I totally don't like that it's in JSX, but I'm sure I'm the minority opinion of that. I think this is a new thing in frameworks that you're going to see more often. Now, do we need a whole new framework that's React-like just to do that one trick, right? Is there something that could come along in React to do that trick, to fix hydration in a different way, or Svelte or Nuxt or whatever? Can those frameworks themselves fix that without having to completely rewrite the frameworks from scratch? Or I'm not smart enough to know the answer to that. But every time I see something like this that is like, oh, it's just like React, or it's just like Next.js, but slightly different, I think, well, why can't Next.js take some of those tools or fix those problems themselves in a different way? I don't know if you saw this, because that was a whole thing with Svelte and React is React is now looking into doing a compiler. Did you see that? Did you hear
about
that?
Wow. What? For a compiler to, like Svelte is, like compiles to
correct
JavaScript?
Ooh. Yeah, because they basically, I think, are admitting now that the memoization stuff is a big deal. Let's see. Don't quote me on that. I swear I saw a discussion about this the other day, but the React RFCs there's a whole lot of stuff in here.
There's a lot of stuff in React like that. And
yeah,
2 years later, we don't have any of it. So take it with a grain of salt.
Remember React suspense?
Yeah. Cool. Well, that was a quick, hasty treat. I think it's really cool to see all of these different frameworks sort of coming out, where it's like you got routing, you've got your handler. We're using basics. We're using the platform, as we just did a show about. And then it has your prefetching and your head and your middlewares and all that. So pretty cool. I think we're on like a verge of like a next-gen framework thing right now. And I think we've probably said that before, but
I think people are saying that hydration is a big enough thing where you could consider like the next gen of frameworks there's conference talks being authored to say, all right, we have these hydration based frameworks and now we're past that now with these new ones. But at the end of the day, I think most of those conference talks are coming from people who are working on frameworks that don't have hydration or, you know what I mean? So who knows what the next gen of this stuff is, or who knows what these, you know, the end result would be. I think the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is the fact that most of these frameworks and meta frameworks are all having big browser-based conventions, JavaScript fundamentals coming in here. So we're not just hitting everything with a custom fetch on a JavaScript thing. We're actually using forms. We're actually using HTTP requests and doing things the way that the browser likes to be doing things. So shout out to fundamentals.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll catch you on Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace.
Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.